Mark chapter 6, 45. Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to Bethsaida. Now notice this, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up to go pray. He prayed. Now notice this here. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake. He was alone on the land. He saw the disciples straining at the oar because the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them walking on the lake, and he was about to pass them. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out. Now, I love this. When they saw him, they were terrified, and immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage. Don't be afraid." And just like that, he climbed into the boat with them, and the storm was gone. Let me tell you that there are moments where you're going to feel like you're in a storm and everything's chaotic. There are moments in your life where you're going to be scared out of your mind. All it takes is one bad report from a doctor telling you you're sick and you don't have much time to live to say, "Okay, now I'm scared." All it takes is one addiction problem to realize I can't get out of this. Now I'm scared. All it takes is one person hurting you, abandoning you, to say, "Now I'm scared." There's so many times that you can go nights without sleeping, thinking about your problems. Amen? There's so many times that you're going to question, "Hey, can I make it?" Like the disciples have to have been thinking that. Can we make it? Can we survive? And we say that on a weekly basis in this church, staff, right? Amen? We always say, "Oh, can we make it? Oh, 2 years, we made it," right? And it's scary. There are moments in your life where you're going to question God. You're going to look at him and you're going to say, "What are you doing? And can I really trust him right now? Is God really working on my behalf?" And I truly believe the worst is when you're convinced without a doubt that you've reached the end. The end of a relationship, the end of a dream, the end of something in your life that you say, "There's no way we're going to make it." And I want to talk to you this morning on some words that I use every time on a daily basis whenever I need the Lord. I'm letting you in. Lord, I'm letting you in because I'm scared. And I felt this peace come over me. There are moments in our lives where God is waiting for us to invite him in, into your problem, into your circumstance, into your life for salvation. Will you let him in? You know what's crazy? In this story, things look bad. And maybe you're here and things look bad for you. And your situation looks bad. And things are getting worse. And maybe you're here and you're wondering, "Am I going to make it?" Maybe you feel just like the disciples felt. And I love in verse 48, they were straining against the oar. Because that word strain literally translates to have a consistent effort in doing something. To do something non-stop and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. You know what the disciples were doing? They kept trying and trying and trying to fix their problem. They kept trying and trying and trying to find the solution. That's when the Bible says they were straining against the oar. It's because they got the oar and they kept trying and trying. But there was nothing working. Have you ever been in a place in your life where you feel like you keep trying and trying, but the same problem keeps reoccurring, the same person doesn't change, the situation doesn't change, and you keep trying and trying? And I wonder how many people here in this church are straining against the oar. And you're thinking, and you're making that effort, but nothing. That's where I was. I was making an effort to grow this church. I was making an effort to find solutions. I was making an effort, but there came a point where God was telling me there, listen, either you hold on to the oar or you're going to hold on to me. Which is it going to be? And that's a decision that you're going to have to make in your life. Are you going to grab onto the oar and try to fix your own problems? Or are you going to let go of it and trust God and let Him work? And there came a point that frightened me so much about this story. We read the story and we think that the scary part is the storm and the boat was sinking and everything was falling apart. But there's something that we always skip by. Notice this, verse 48. Let's go there, verse 48. I don't want you to miss this. He saw the disciples straining against the oar because the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of night, he went out to them, walking on the lake. And he was about to what? Pass them. People think that Jesus was on his way to the rescue. But there's a point here that God was testing them. He wanted walking by, looking to see if they would call him. And if they did not call him, do you realize that Jesus would have kept on walking by? Meaning they would have still stayed in that situation. I wonder in our lives how many times God walks by waiting for you to call on him. How many opportunities does God give you to call out to him? And he's waiting. But until then, you're going to stay stuck in your storm. And he's there walking by. Do you realize that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? And if not, he was going to keep walking by and leave them in that storm. And he was testing them like he tested me, like he tested our church family. Will they call out to me and drop the oar? And that's exactly what happened. They took notice of Jesus. We need you. They cried out to him. And maybe that was a moment where Jesus was there, and I can imagine that he's walking by. He's thinking, I hope they call on me. I hope they're going to do it this time. And when he hears his word, come in, or maybe it was help me, or maybe the words were, hey, I can't anymore. Or I'm tired of straining. I don't know what they cried out, but Jesus heard them. And I love how he says, finally. To me, he's like, yes, they got it. And he turns right towards them. And I love how he gets in it with them. Let me tell you that we serve a God that goes in it with you. Amen. He's not a God that says, oh, I'll wait for you to be better. I'll wait for the situation to get, you know, a little better than this. No, he goes in it with you. And God has a way of turning a scary situation in your life into something so amazing. And this is what happened to the disciples. They were scared. And the Bible says, now they're amazed. You know what happens in your life when you let go of the oar and trust God? Like we did in this church. He turns something frightening into something to give glory and praise about. Amen. The same thing happens in your life. Maybe you're not in a literal storm. I understand that. Maybe you don't even own a boat. Okay. But you can relate to this. Hey, maybe it's not a boat, but your life feels like it's sinking. Like it's falling apart. Maybe you're holding on to something that you think is the solution. Maybe your oar is money, and if I had money, then I can fix this problem. Maybe your oar is a certain individual, and if this person would come through, then my problems would be solved. Maybe it's a drug. Maybe it's a bottle. Maybe, I don't know what your oar is, but maybe you're holding on to the wrong thing, thinking that that's what's going to make this problem go away. And you can keep using it and straining with it and thinking that this is a solution. But it's not until you let go of your oar and start calling out on Jesus that you see life change. Amen? Maybe there's no wind blowing on you. Okay. But maybe you have a lot of things blowing against you. Maybe there's so many things in your life going against you. And they're bigger than you. And they're making you exhausted already. That's where I was. And I don't know where you're at in your life. But it could be that you relate to the disciples. And what if Jesus is walking by and all he's waiting on is for you to call on to him? And he's giving you that opportunity. He's giving you that opportunity to say, hey, will you let me in? Will you let me in that problem in your life? I know it's scary and I know you're trying to do it on your own, but I want to go in with you. I want to help you out. There are moments in your life where God's going to be passing by and all he's waiting on is for you to call out on him. If there's anything that I've learned being in this church, is that God is a God that will meet you where you're at. Listen to me. Jesus went out to them. I hear people, oh, I'll wait to clear up my life. I'll wait to fix myself. Then I'll go to Jesus. But we serve a God that says, no, I want to meet you where you're at. And maybe where you're at is at the bottom. I hear people all the time, I've hit rock bottom. I think that's why Jesus calls himself a rock, because he's that rock in the bottom. He's the very last thing you have sometimes in your life, and that's how it is. And maybe you're at your lowest point like I was. It was so discouraging for a lot of us here to build this ministry. And it was so scary sometimes. But I learned one principle, and still today I do it. I say, Lord, I'm letting you in. I need you to take control. And what's crazy is what changed them, what changed their situation, and what saved their lives was simply calling out to Jesus. That's it. You realize that's how simple it is for your life? To call out to Jesus in the worst of your circumstances. And stop straining against yourself. I wonder how many of us need to let go of some oars that aren't helping. I wonder how many of us need to start calling out and just start trusting him. Because there are moments where it's going to look scary. You're going to be at your darkest point in your life. And I know I'm hitting someone right now. Because it's Jesus walking by saying, you know he's talking to you, right? I'm waiting for you to call on me. Why haven't you called on me? Don't let me pass you by. Not only is Forward Fellowship the greatest opportunity I ever had, but there's another one, and that was the day I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And you don't know how many times you're going to have that opportunity, but it can pass you by. And when it passes you by, you stay in the storm. Have you really let God in to that situation? Because you will never understand the power of God until you realize that it's not you, but God who wants to be a part of everything in your life. He wants to go in there with you. He wants to calm that situation down. But the call has to come from you. And he meets you where you're at. God has met me in the most awkward places. But it's because we serve a God that he doesn't need to be in some cathedral, some huge church, anything. He's a God that in the back of a dark alley, he's there. In the closet in your bedroom when you're crying, he's there. Anywhere, he will meet you. if you call on him. That's the God that we serve. And that's the God that you can serve if you let him. But there's so many people that I don't understand how they go through life believing that they don't need God, that they can do it on their own. And the opportunity is coming by and they're missing it every time. You don't need God. You don't need church. You don't need some pastor telling you how to live. This is not what it's about. It's about a God that wants a relationship with you, that doesn't want you to do it on your own, that wants you and is waiting on you to say, come in, because I can't anymore. What I love about this church is that you will find people that were from broken past. There are people that thought God was done with them. There were people here that made the biggest mistakes of their lives. And I believe that Forward Fellowship is a church dedicated to reminding people that we serve a God of many chances. Amen. And if you come to this church, you will move forward. You will move forward. But you need to call out to him. These past 2 years have been an amazing blessing. Have been some of the greatest times ever. I love these people. I love you guys. You're my family. But there have been some of the darkest times too. We have laughed together. We have cried together. But we have a God that says, do you trust me? Will you let me in? We serve a God that you can call him anytime. And I want to tell you something. You're probably wondering why there's a rope here, right? Man, last year, I was in South America. And I was in this jungle and to go see this tribal people, like the whole nine yards, and the nakedness, the paint, all that good stuff, right? And then I'm walking through this jungle, right? And there's like a cliff area, really steep. And I'm walking. I'm not even kidding you when I say this. I was walking with a monkey. Like, there was, I'm not exaggerating. I have pictures to prove it. I had a monkey with me, and he led me by the hand. A monkey was leading me, you know? So he's there, and I'm holding this monkey, and I'm with this tribal Indian dude, you know? And anyway, there's a point where we reach the end of this cliff, and there's a huge gap. You look down, and it's deep. And you know what they have to cross? It's a rope. And some little Indian boy, right? His job the entire day is to grab that rope when someone like comes by, and he goes, toma. What he does? I'm not kidding. He said that. He goes, toma. You know? And he throws this rope to me. And I didn't grab it. So this is what happened. He throws this rope, and I'm like, really? This is how we cross? No. And meanwhile, he throws this rope. And what I noticed is that every opportunity that I questioned, every opportunity that I was doubting and I was just scared, was an opportunity that it was going further and further away from me, the rope. You see, there's a point where he first throws it and it's so close to you, right? But with time, it slows down and it goes further and further away. And if that rope stops, I can't reach it. And I can't make it. And I can't cross. Do you understand that we have a God that throws it towards you and says, toma. Take it. And every swing, every day, every year that passes by, it's an opportunity to grab on to Jesus and make it to the other side. But there are so many people that let opportunity pass them by like Jesus was passing them by. You question him. What if it's not real? What if I have to give everything up? what? I don't know. And every year that goes by, every day, every second, you don't know when God's going to stop the rope and you're going to miss your opportunity to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And when you're going through a difficult trial, there he goes. He throws it. Trust me. I know it's scary. I know it looks deep right now. I know it looks bad. Grab on. Stop questioning. Stop doubting. Just grab on to me and trust me. Forward Fellowship has been like this for me. It's been God throwing the rope, saying, grab on, David, and trust me, and I will make it to the other side with you. I grabbed on and said, Lord, I trust you. So in my darkest moment, God let go of the rope and I said, Lord, I'm holding on to you. And the Lord has safely brought me to the other side. Amen. That's the God that we have. Now you might be here this morning. Maybe God is throwing it at you. Through a friend that invited you here time and time again. Your wife, your husband has been begging you to come to church, has been talking to you about Jesus. You get, I don't know the opportunities you've had, but let me just tell you that this life is short. And there comes a point where the opportunities stop and you will no longer be able to reach God. There are many people dying without Jesus Christ. Missed the rope. And I wonder what excuse they gave him. What they didn't want to give up. What they were afraid to lose. I don't know. But these 2 years have been God tossing the rope towards us, saying, will you grab it? Will you trust me? The disciples saw the rope swinging when Jesus was walking by, and they just grabbed it the first time. And they did not let Jesus walk on by. Do not let Jesus walk on by one last day. With every head bowed and every eye closed. Maybe you're here and you're in the storm. But I first want to reach out to one particular group of people. Have you made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life? Or will you die knowing that you refused every opportunity you had? Because every opportunity you come to a church, every opportunity you hear a pastor speak, every opportunity a friend invites you, it's an opportunity, it's the rope swinging by. Have you grabbed it? Or have you not? I want to tell you right now, someone, that he loves you. You don't think he knows about your past? He knows more about it than you do. He knows why you did what you did. But he loves you so much that he still tosses the rope because he wants you on the other side with him. So if you're here, you need to thank God if you grabbed the rope that he tossed it towards you. But there's some people here or listening online around the world that don't grab the rope. If you're here today, I want to tell you that he loves you. He died for those sins that you're so ashamed of. Those sins that you excuse why you can't come to God, he already paid for on the cross for you. And the Bible says that who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. All you need to do is just like the disciples, call out to Jesus. He will come into that life of yours and give you peace like he did that night to them. So I want to simply ask you, as the rope is tossed towards you, will you grab onto Jesus? If you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, that's me. I don't want this opportunity to pass me by. And today I'm grabbing onto the rope. Right where you're at, with no shame. Slip your hand up and say, I want that. God bless you. It's okay. You raise it high. Don't be ashamed. God bless you. God bless you. You back there, you. Put your hand down. Maybe you're here and you know that you have Jesus. You know that you're saved, but you're in the storm. My prayer today is that you let go of some oars. You stop doing it on your own. You stop trying to figure that out on your own. You stop trying to change that person on your own. And say, Lord, I let you in. If it's a husband that needs to change, stop trying to change him yourself. Drop the oar. Trust God. If it's a family member, if it's a neighbor, a friend, I don't know what or who you are trying to change, but you are straining. It's because you are not God. So let go of the oar and let God in. Let him into that situation that you're thinking about right now. If this is your prayer and the declaration that you have let go of an oar, you slip your hand up right where you're at. God bless you. You too. Oh, wow, so many people. God bless you. You. God bless everyone here because I think we all have an oar in our lives. And as we close with worship, all those that raised their hands to receive Jesus Christ, I want to pray with you personally. It's the greatest opportunity you ever have to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life. So as we close with worship, I love the opportunity to have people come to the front and I have to pray with them personally. It's the greatest day of your life when you grab onto the rope and say, Lord, I need you. Let's close with worship. Well, can we give God some praise for the amazing things he's done? And it's just so true. The words of that song, that he never lets go. It's we that let go. It's we that doubt and we that lose trust in him. I pray that this message today, that truly just came from the heart, impacted you in a way where you realize that God doesn't want you living this life alone. He doesn't want you raising a family alone. He doesn't want you being married alone. He wants you to trust him in every area of your life. And we need to thank God for the rope that he tossed in each and every one of our lives. And I thank God that every time I call out to him, he tosses that rope and says, come with me. He doesn't give me a monkey anymore, but I'm glad that no matter what I'm going through, I have this confidence that God is so amazing and so real, and he's so involved in our lives personally. And we need to thank them for that, that you can call out to him anywhere and he will meet you. And this is what Forward Fellowship is all about. I've seen God change so many people that truly believed they were unchangeable. And God has brought so many people to this church that other churches said they were broken and useless, and they're serving here. I'm one of them. If you simply trust God, he will take you to places you never imagined. That's the God that you serve. Let's pray together as a church family. Would you grab the hand of the person next to you as we unite, thanking the Lord for the 2 years he's given us and the many more he's going to give us. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you so much for this church. Thank you for the family that we have here, the lives that are changed. Thank you for the people that haven't arrived yet that will make Forward Fellowship their home soon. Thank you for the lives you've changed, the marriages you've healed, the people you've physically healed here, Lord. Thank you for the lives that have been so transformed. God, I really honestly want to thank you that Forward Fellowship is a church that tosses the rope to anyone that needs Jesus. With no judgment, with no criticism, you have used us to toss the rope to countries around the world, to many families here, Lord, many people, many teenagers. And we thank you so much. Father, we let you in, knowing you would bring peace and change when we simply trust you and call out to you. And I pray that you not pass us by and that we not miss the opportunity. In Jesus' name. And God's church said, amen.